As President Trump ramps up his re-election campaign, his deportation policy drew protests in Detroit this week, and a West Michigan congressman who called for impeachment proceedings against the president has faced a protest of his own. Joining me now for a look at those and other stories making news in Michigan is Sheikha Dalmia. She's a libertarian and works as a columnist at The Week and as a senior analyst for the Reason Foundation. She lives in Metro Detroit. Sheikha, good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
This week in Detroit, there have been protests against immigration and customs enforcement over plans to send Iraqi nationals back to Iraq. Many are Christians who live in Michigan and say they'll face death if they're returned to Iraq. And the southern border remains a key issue for President Trump. How do you think his moves on immigration will play with Michigan voters in 2020?
Doug, it is a little hard to be completely comfortable in one's predictions a year and a half in advance. But on the whole, there has been a huge pendulum shift in the direction of pro-immigration policies, at least among Democrats. Now, the Achilles heel for the Democrats is that, by and large, unions historically have not been friends of immigration for obvious reasons. They see immigrants as competitors. The union leadership has changed its mind. The question is, where is the rank and file of unions? Now, a lot of them moved from the Bernie Sanders camp to the Donald Trump camp in Michigan, since Michigan went to Donald Trump last time. So long as Donald Trump is harping on the economics of immigration, that would still be a winning message with union voters. It becomes tougher for him when he starts deportations for no good reason, like of Iraqi Chaldeans who have long been settled over here. I think at that point, it starts just tugging at everyone's heartstrings. So I think it may not be as much of a winning issue in Michigan for Donald Trump as he thinks it is.
West Michigan Congressman Justin Amash was the first Republican to call for impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Dozens of Trump supporters gathered for what they called a squash Amash rally on Friday. What do you make of Amash's political strategy with a move that goes against the majority of his party?
The opinion among Republicans is divided on Trump. I mean, there are the libertarian Republicans who actually gave Amash a hero's welcome at an event just a few weeks ago. And he has never been a comfortable fit in Trump's GOP. I think his calculation is that if Trump wins next year, this is not the GOP he wants to be a part of. So while he's at the GOP, he wants to do what he can to shift it in a direction of his, you know, libertarian principles. The calculation for him is that if Trump starts sinking in the polls, there will be a lot of people, a lot of Republicans who will be jumping off Trump's ship over here. At that point, Amash will look like, you know, heroic and very prescient.
Sheikha, let's turn to some news from Flint. Attorney General Dana Nessel's office recently announced its decision to dismiss all criminal charges from the Flint water crisis. The office says it wants to reopen its prosecution and do a more thorough job than was done under former Attorney General Bill Schuette. The price tag for the investigation to date is over $30 million. What will Nessel's office gain or lose by this change in strategy?
On one hand, there was a failure of government from top to bottom at every level. So there needs to be some kind of accountability and responsibility. I mean, if it had been a private company that had done something like this, everybody would have gone after the management in a much, much more aggressive fashion. On the other hand, it does really make me nervous that a Democratic administration is now going to go after a previous administration. To me, it sounds too close to lock her up chants that you hear at Trump rallies. I just don't see, you know, what a good solution over here really is. I think the best thing might be to give as big a compensation to the victims as possible. And, you know, maybe perhaps leave it there.
Sheikha Dalmia is a libertarian and works as a columnist at The Week and as a senior analyst for the Reason Foundation. Sheikha, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.